The colors in your personal spaces could have a big impact on your mood. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nyusha Jones, assistant professor of marketing at the College of Business and Economics at Boise State University, explores why.
Our journey began with a simple observation. The colors that surround us daily might hold more power over our emotions than we realized. To delve deeper, we conducted a study where participants reflected on a challenging experience that left them feeling incapable. Following this reflection, each participant interacted with one of three colored stress balls, a cheerful orange, a soothing green, and a bold dark black stress ball. The choice of colors was intentional, aiming to explore their psychological impact. The results were interesting. Those who interacted with the black stress ball reported a significant uplift in their sense of capability compared to their counterparts who interacted with the orange and green balls. The findings challenges the conventional wisdom that views bright colors as the most uplifting. Instead, it suggests that darker hues, often associated with a strength and authority, can provide a stronger sense of capability when one feels defeated. Why does this matter? In our daily lives, we are constantly interacting with objects of varying colors, whether it's the clothes that we wear, the accessories we use, or the environment we inhabit. Our research indicates that these colors are more than mere decorations. They serve as a wellspring of emotional strength during times when our psychological needs intensify. Looking ahead, the implications are vast. From therapy to product design, this knowledge can transform the support for emotional well-being.
That was Nyusha Jones of Boise State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.